Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the A-List with me, Jennifer Lindsay. Every week we chat with an influencer to see what makes them tick. And today, August 7th, 2009, my guest is Venkat Gopi, founder and CEO of Wiser. Welcome, Venky.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
You're very welcome. So, first of all, let's find out more about what you have going on in the social media space that could be of interest to our users, kind of how I found out about you and kind of the promise of the product that you're working on.
Yeah, sure. We started working on the Wiser idea probably around 11 months back, And it was an evolution of several concepts that we were working earlier. And also it was primarily built on some of the pain points that we experienced in our day-to-day lives. And we said, you know what, let's try to do something about these pain points. So we started focusing on Wiser. Wiser is an online service to share recommendations and classifieds with your friends, family members, and known people. Your coworkers. Basically, we're looking at there's a lot of information on the internet. an information overload. For instance, I was trying to look for a doctor, a dentist, and I found that I went to Google and I started searching for dentists in New York City, and it kind of showed me 50 to 60 results, and I was kind of lost. I said, okay, it's good. I have 40, 50 results. That's very helpful. But how do I pick that one person with whom I can consult? And then I went to several other websites, and I found that there were a lot of ratings and reviews on different doctors. But ultimately, we found that these ratings and reviews are written by anonymous people whom I don't know. And still, I'm in the same stage from where I began. I still have information, but how much is it useful to me, and how do I make use of whatever I see there? So ultimately, what happened was I ended up calling a friend, and my friend told me that he has been visiting a particular doctor in the Fifth Avenue, and he said for the last 3 years he has been visiting him, and he's got a very positive experience with the doctor. So that information was pretty helpful, and I said, well, there are so many instances where we share these kind of recommendations over casual conversations, coffee chats, phone calls, even text messages. But is there an efficient way to centralize this information in one place so I can access it anywhere, anytime? So that was the idea on which, you know, we started building Wiser. And we said, probably this is true in many cases, not just doctors, be it a laptop, be it a electronic product that you're looking on the internet, or be it some kind of furniture that you want to buy. Any information or any recommendation from your inner circle or known friends, family members, are always, the information is always valued at a higher stake as opposed to any other information that is available to you on the internet. So we said, let's build a website wherein we can capture this information and help people exchange the recommendations and the classifieds within the trusted community, and then help them data mine this repository anytime at their convenience. For instance, let's say you've been using Wiser for 6 months or so, and let's say that you're visiting Boston, and now you're looking for a seafood restaurant, and you know, let's say it's around evening hours. All you have to do to make use of Wiser is pick up your mobile phone, just search Wiser, and it will show you who in your personal network has recommended on a seafood restaurant in Boston. So this was the convenience we thought it's really helpful to us. It is as good as carrying your entire known trusted members, knowledge base in your pocket, and access it anywhere.
Exactly.
And this is one of the primary pain points that we said, let's work on this idea. And the second avenue that we were looking at was, well, I got a lot of known people, 400, 500 members, and they're spread all over the internet. They're on different social spaces, such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, you name it, you know, they're all over the place. And some of them are not even in the social space, but they just exist in email address books. And we were saying, okay, well, it's a good idea to reach out to your trusted members for information, but you don't want to be spamming them for every piece of information need that you want from them. So how do you effectively reach out to your members and get meaningful responses from them and, you know, conveniently consolidate this information? That's where we said, okay, Wiser has to go one more step beyond consolidating the repository. It should prove as a central place from where people can reach out to different social networks from one spot and consolidate all the responses back to Wiser. So Wiser helps you in consolidating that information and also reaching out to your known people on different networks.
Right, and what I like about the concept is that it sort of takes the idea of word of mouth and puts it online. So it's really the first step, and like you said, the first thing that you start with is the people that you trust. So obviously, you know, one of the things is, besides, you know, having this experience of trying to find a dentist in New York City, what was the idea to make it an actual business, to actually say, how am I going to take word of mouth from people that are influential or that I trust, and actually try to turn this into an online business?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. Some of the ideas that we thought about earlier, we had the same question. You know what? These ideas seem to be good, but how do we build a business model around this?
Mm-hmm.
And again, we found that you exactly mentioned that word of mouth. Let's say whenever you meet your friends or your family members, you happen to discuss a lot of things and exchange a lot of information and experiences that you have, you know, gone through. And after the discussion, those experiences are gone. For instance, in a couple of times, my friends requested me for a home remodeler information, and I knew another friend who recently got his home remodel, and he had a very positive experience with that remodeler, and it was a very cost-effective solution for him. So when my other friend requested for this information, I said, you know what? There's a lot of local businesses out there in this economy trying to improve their business. And on the other side, there's so much of word-of-mouth exchanges happening up within your personal trusted members. So mm-hmm. if there's any way to connect these two people in one place, then I feel that there's a lot of synergy. It's a lot helpful to both the local businesses and also to the personal the trusted member recommendation. So essentially, as a user on Wiser, you would post a recommendation request. Let's say you would say that, hey, you know what, I'm looking for a home remodeler, and your friend or any of your friends could recommend, hey, go to this ABC remodeler. I used him personally, and he did a great job. And now contextually, we would show you an ABC remodeler advertisement next to it. And that's how we help connect that local business to the corresponding recommendation. So it's more targeted and more focused advertisements, but it helps the local business and also helps them to grow their local footprint.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which I think is, you know, one example in my own life. In fact, if anybody listening has a good recommendation for a upholsterer in the Castro Valley, Dublin area of California, love to know who they are, because I have no idea where to start. But, you know, without actually getting on the phone with the people that I know in the area, most of whom probably haven't had anything reupholstered. You just don't know, you know, who to even start with. And, you know, I think increasingly people don't even think about the Yellow Pages as an option. They're looking at sites like Yelp and others, which kind of brings me to my next question. You know, obviously, you know, there's a ton of competition, you know, going back to the City Search days when, you know, City Search has had at least three business models or changes in approach. I'm not sure if they would call them different business models that have, you know, that I've come across in my work. And, you know, yet Yelp has come across as one of the ones that when I go out and speak, people seem to inherently trust Yelp, even though, to your point, people could be paid to write recommendations. There's nothing saying that Yelp is necessarily authentic, but it feels very authentic to people. So I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, sort of begs the question is, you know, how, you know, you're an alpha right now, and you're looking to launch a beta in mid-September. Is that right?
Yes.
So, you know, what is the plan of attack to make sure that you become known as, you know, basically, you know, kind of the network of choice for people, so that they can, you know, start recruiting their friends and family to get on Viser, so that it actually starts to deliver the results that they need to get to do anything.
Yeah, I think you brought up another good point. Yelp is a great site, and I've been using them for a while, and it's really a fantastic website. And not just Yelp, there are a few other websites which provide you this kind of, you know, more meaningful ratings and reviews. Mm-hmm. But the premise on which Viser is built is, how would you feel when you're reading a rating and review or some kind of recommendation from your known members? And, you know, John, you know your buddies, you know, Smith, and you may read their recommendations. And now on the other side, you have recommendations from, and I mean, it's kind of anonymous, you don't know them, but they may have written meaningful recommendations. I mean, so at this point of time, I think it lacks meaningful alternative to ratings and reviews. So people feel that, yes, I have information, and I have additional information specifically targeted. It's really good. It's helpful. But what I'm focusing on is, hey, it would be much better if I know those guys who have written those recommendations there, and I can make more judgmental decisions because I know those individuals.
Right, which is why I wanted to make sure that we talked and you were able to guest on the show, because I think it really is a different concept to say, I want recommendations from a crowd of people. So maybe, you know, I'm judging reviews, you know, often on Yelp, I'll judge them by the most reviewed with the highest score. And then, you know, as opposed to this idea on Viser of actually being able to, you know, get to the network and of people that you know, people that you trust. So it's a word of mouth from people that are influential to you.
Yes, absolutely. And in addition to that, it's also, there's no commercial interest in your friends to give you recommendations. So you know that these recommendations are kind of, you know, commercial bias-free.
Right, so it's more authenticity.
Yep.
It's you know, it's rare that you come across something that where it seems like somebody's really trying to do the right thing. So let me ask devil's advocate. Everybody in the audience is probably thinking, okay, well then, how's he going to monetize this thing? Is it somehow, you know, because monetization, the tricky thing is that sometimes the way that people monetize can conflict with the ideology of the site. But I think you have a very interesting way of monetizing that can potentially help local businesses. You want to talk about what your monetization model is?
Yeah, I can briefly touch upon it.
I know you're very early stage, so it could change too.
Yeah, we are evolving almost every day, so you're right. But the way fundamentally the value add that I felt was 11 months back or 12 months back after the stock market crash, I personally felt that there is something that, you know, I can do, some kind of a, you know, delta contribution to the local economy, which is a major driver of employment. And I said there has to be some mechanism to, you know, give them more visibility on the internet where there's so much happening and the local businesses doesn't seem to enjoy much of the internet benefits. Not to say that they're not aware of it, it's just that in my feeling, I think they are not, it's totally underrepresented. So I felt that probably it's easier to, and also I felt that the local businesses are primarily driven by word of mouth. You have a mom and pop's grocery store next to your house, and you know, you recommend the store to one of your friends, and your friend drops with the store. So essentially, the local businesses have been thriving on this word of mouth model for a long time. And I found that if I can connect the word of mouth database that I'm creating on the internet to exactly to the local business word of mouth needs, I felt that there's some kind of a synergy between these two operations. And that's where I kind of focused on targeted contextual advertisements. So when your friend writes a recommendation, the probability that, let's say you're looking for a laptop, right? And your friend says, hey, you know what? I recently bought a Toshiba laptop, 17-inch monitor for less than $400 from, let's say, greatdeals.com or some website. And I contextually show you next to that information that particular deal is selling you the laptop. So the probability that you're looking for a laptop and your friend recommending a specific model of a laptop or a brand of a laptop, and you see an advertisement next to that recommendation is pretty high. So that's the kind of visibility that the local businesses can get, and it's more ROI-driven for those local businesses.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's what's nice about that in a sense is that, you know, like I was talking about with my upholstery example, is that those sorts of businesses often don't show up on Yelp yet. You know, I mean, they're dependent on the community actually taking to Yelp or even the business to say, okay, I want to be listed here, as opposed to somebody recommending it. And then because they've recommended it, you go and reach out to the small business and say, hey, do you want to have some sort of presence on this network? So it only would come up, the advertising would only come up as a way for you to connect with the business from an end user standpoint.
Yes, you're right. So essentially it's a direct connection between the user and the local business, which the internet world doesn't really conveniently provide at this point of time. I mean, it may be doing it. I'm just saying that it is not that sophisticated to the extent that you would expect with the growth of internet technology nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's just from a user's point of view, it seems a lot less intrusive. So instead of having ads all over the place that, you know, could be targeted to me, let's say on Facebook because they have profile information about me, this seems a lot more direct. So it allows me to continue my path of purchase rather than and act upon the word of mouth rather than, you know, being, you know, intrusive and telling me what to do through all kinds of different advertising that's sort of in my face.
Yes, you are right. All these advertisements are very non-intrusive, targeted, text-only advertisements. Something similar. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so, you know, obviously I think this is, an early stage project, but it has so much promise. Have you heard criticisms to, you know, what you've tried to do that you've either integrated into the product process or that you're still working through right now that maybe other entrepreneurs that are listening can learn from?
Yeah, I think it's very important to have an open mind and listen to people. The last few months, I've spoken to more than 400, 500 individuals, and I've been beating around this idea with them, and some of them, I think they're different demographics, but some of them liked it very much. Some of them came back and gave their own feedback, saying that if we want to make this change, and we felt that we found there was some common pattern of the nature of change that was requested, and we immediately incorporated the change. So the way we work is we constantly keep getting feedbacks from the user community and also different related members. And whenever they come back and tell us something, we take it very seriously, and we take it back to the drawing board and see how this information can be assimilated into the system. And we also have a very quick downtime. Within less than a week, we incorporate those changes if possible. Obviously, there are changes that can be like pretty big. So those things, we kind of streamline them. But usually, we are very fast in terms of incorporating the changes into our website. So a couple of users, in fact, they came back to us and they thanked us because they wanted specific features which were not available, and we provided to them. And they said, oh, you know what? It's almost impossible for us to conceptually think about what a user would want. So the only way for us to improve constantly is listen to the users, listen to the community. And some of them even have come back and said, you know what? They couldn't understand anything what we're trying to do, except that it sounds good for them because we are providing an avenue to share the word of mouth recommendations. And I was like,
I know, it's one of those concepts where you want it to be perfect for you because it seems so personal. You know, it is something that, you know, is definitely, you know, driven obviously by people that you know. And we should touch on one thing too that I had asked you about prior to having you come on the show, which is that the spelling of the site so that and the way that people can give product feedback. So the website is actually it's pronounced Wiser, to like as in to make you wiser, but it's spelled WISSR.com. And on our website at jenniferneely.com, there's more about the business and actually the email address to give feedback once you've gone to the site. And I encourage you to sign up for it because you'll be amazed at how many social networks have already been integrated into it. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you sign up for it. They're already integrated into the process. So it's WISSR.com. And if you have feedback, product feedback, it's feedback at Wiser, WISSR.com. So everyone listening can take part in that process. And I think it's kind of in all of our interest to try to get our friends and family. Now, you're in alpha right now, so that means that you've been kind of limited on the feature set because obviously at some point you have to freeze features, I would imagine. But what can people look forward to when the beta comes out?
Essentially, the site is pretty much in a usable form now. The beta site is going to be much more robust in terms of giving you the technology leverage to access the website via instant messenger, mobile phone, text messages, some of which we are currently, you know, still working on it. And in terms of features, the alpha the website doesn't have advertisement capabilities that can give you a 360-degree experience of getting a recommendation and then seeing the product next to it or a service next to it. Probably we are trying to make sure we can introduce some of those basic advertisement features during beta.
Mm-hmm. So that'll come out at some point in September. So until then, I think, you know, the more people that can try it out, the better, so that they can give you the feedback necessary to really build the product, because I think it really is one of those ones where not only do you have a great story and great concept, but also it's a family story too. Tell me a little bit about you, what you had shared with me about the role your wife plays in the actual business itself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she plays a very, very critical part. She's a co-founder of this product, and she's a brilliant execution. She's very brilliant in execution, and I'm basically a daydreamer. So I keep dreaming things, and I say, oh, you know what? I keep disturbing her every once in a while with a new product idea or a feature. But this one was very compelling to us because as a family, we tried finding some music teachers for our kids. And we looked through Yellow Pages, online reviews, and it's like we had to visit 4 different music teachers. We spent considerable amount of money and time interviewing them and just checking with them and then putting our kids to that and a music teacher for like 3 months, only to realize that they are not a good fit for us. Mm. And then one fine day, I was complaining to my friend about this problem, and he recommended me a teacher, you know, whom he has been using her for her services for her daughter. And then when she recommended the teacher, it was like, oh, you know what? It was so silly, you know. I just went blindly with the teacher because the trust that I had with my friend was pretty high. I knew that she wouldn't recommend me somebody, you know, if she doesn't have any positive experience with that individual. And it's been like almost like a year now we have been at the music teacher, and it's absolutely great. So these are the things. These are things which we felt, you know, my wife and I, we have been working on this, and we said, we know that these things have been working for us in our personal lives. And we said, no, why don't we work together and provide a platform so everybody can do this? And that's how we started working together on this idea. And besides my wife, I have another person. She's a great person. Her name is Meg. My wife is Ishwari. She is a COO. And Meg is actually the VP of online products. She's an amazing person. She's a Gen Yer. And she was able to instantly assimilate this concept. And she is actively working with us to take this product to the next level.
And I love the fact that both product and your wife is overseeing actually the development process. They're both women. So women in technology is, you know, maybe it's less rare than it used to be, but there's still a lot of groups that even I'm a member of that, you know, really try to champion including women in the process of actually creating products and services, especially ones of value. So it's nice. It was nice not only to hear the family angle, but also to hear that you have you're kind of being ruled by women in a sense because they're leading the product charge.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned this because I have 4 more advisors on my advisory board for social media marketing, and all of them are women. Now, I didn't realize until this point when you brought this out, just like I have 5 women members in my team, and I'm the only guy, you know, like I'm feeling lonely now.
Yeah, you'll have to make sure that you get some focus group feedback and make sure my husband signs up for the service at the very least. So I'll promise you that. But of course, he's, you know, being that he's English and you're from the colonies, quote unquote, you guys probably will have an interesting and equal understanding of the value proposition of the product. And like I said, I think the value proposition is personally, you know, having had more time to actually look at the product, really fantastic. And I wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to get some visibility while your product is still in alpha and people can sign up for the service and actually give you feedback that you've made the promise to act upon. So again, I urge people to take a look at Wisr, again, wissr.com. You know, this is probably closest to an advertisement I've done in a podcast, but I just really feel strongly that, you know, the promise of social media in so many ways has been word of mouth. And really taking this concept of word of mouth and trying to translate it into a profitable business is a really interesting one. And since we both went to Columbia, we'll just credit Columbia for the hopefully the help in understanding the concept and idea.
You know what, I should thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to come out of my shell and, you know, discuss about the products. And second, I would certainly credit Columbia because it's added enormous value to my life, and all my business associates and all my contacts now are entirely from Columbia, and I've got exceedingly positive experience with them. And in a couple of years, I went to B-School there, and the knowledge that I learned over the 2 years has helped me tremendously to put together this business idea in proper shape from where it was like a year back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we should say that you're located, obviously, on the East Coast. I'm obviously on the West Coast. So when we originally talked, you know, it's interesting that, you know, I bring the Silicon Valley and San Francisco questions to the table, and yet you were able to answer all of them. So your MBA from Columbia has served you well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
So with that, we'll close the show and again invite people to jenniferneely.com to take a look at what the site has to offer and the link to the email address so that they can give proper customer feedback. And I really urge people to do that in this environment of the economy being so down, although there are indications that it'll go back up. I think all of us have a stake in making sure that you know, innovation stays alive and that we see people continue to try to make strides. So this is a really, to me, a really cool find. And I think you'll enjoy seeing the site, seeing it develop, and hopefully using it. And I thank you, Venki, for coming on the program and, you know, me putting you on the spot, because I know you're more of a private person, but allowing me to grill you gently a little bit about your business and what you think it offers.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, and also thank the listeners for patiently listening to whatever I've been speaking so far. And and just feel free to, you know, email us at feedback@wiser.com. Any questions, any information, anything, you know, we're just open. We would love to hear from you, and we constantly improve only based on your feedback. So please feel free to do that.
Fantastic. So with that, I want to also thank our listeners for tuning in to the A-List with me, Jennifer Lindsay. Be sure to tune in next week when our featured guest is Marcel Lebrun, who is the CEO of Radian 6. That's 1 week from today at noon Pacific. As always, you can keep up with the latest on this show and all else at jenniferlindsay.com. Have a great weekend, and thank you very much.
Thank you.